Hey, what's going on, everybody? Andrew here from SaberSim, back for another day of office hours. Appreciate you guys tuning in. For those of you who don't know me, my name is, like I said, Andrew here, and this is our Saturday office hours show. We do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we have a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend here. So we have a 5-game early MLB slate, 7-game main MLB slate. We have the DraftKings live final for MLB. Good luck to you participating in that contest. We have a 13-fight MMA card. We have Cup Race on Saturday here for NASCAR, followed by Trucks on Sunday. 3-game college football slate. College football is back for week 0 here. And then we have Formula 1 on Sunday. So much DFS action. If you guys aren't signed up with SaberSim, want to check us out, we do have a 5-day no strings attached free trial that you can find a link to in the description of this video. But this is office hours where people come to ask questions and get answers. So happy to jump into the app here. Going to get SaberSim pulled up. And we didn't have any questions to start in the Discord. Happy to answer any questions that come in live, but thought I would do a little bit of a demo here. We will have some more college football content coming out before the official week 1 here. So be on the lookout for that. We should have a pretty heavy content push ahead of college football and NFL starting up within the next 2 weeks here. So we'll be communicating more about those videos as they come out. But in the meantime, wanted to just kind of run a build for this 3-game college football slate. Anybody dabbling in the college football streets for the first time, wants a little help, guidance, happy to do some work here. So one thing that always goes into this, right? And keep in mind, I'm somebody coming at this from, I'm not a heavy college football player at all, right? So pretty novice. How would I approach this, right? So kind of want to get an understanding of the game. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to just kind of open up the slider settings. Say you're playing, a 20 max, but maybe a little bit bigger contest, right? What are the sliders telling me, right? Sliders are going to tell a little bit of a story as to what matters in this sport, right? Correlation needs to be taken into account a little bit, but not a ton, right? So it's not like MLB where, correlation is 7, 8, 9, 10, right? So we're not going for these super huge stacks. Some stacking is good. Too much stacking, probably not great, right? And then sim diversity is very high. So trying to find very high upside outcomes for players. Any default lineup rules? Actually, no, is this a default rule? Can't delete it. Okay, I did delete it. I thought this was some default rule we had, but probably just something that we messed around with last season. So no default rules, right? All is good there. So other than that, I'm going to come in here, make 2 small adjustments to projections, trusting the projections and ownership that I see here, and then I'm going to kick off this build. Now, if you are on Ultimate, I would go and set up a contest sim. So I said, I was playing a 20 max. Let's say I'm playing the $1.20 here. So I'm going to go add a contest sim there. You'll notice that we do only have 1 set of ownership for college football here at the moment. So you'll just use the 1 field that we do have and then jump back to my build. If you're not on Ultimate, you can skip that step, sticking with SaberScore as your sorting metric. And then now we're just waiting for this build to finish here. All right. Build is loading. So now that the build is finished, I'm going to kick off my contest sim. The contest sim is just a way to get additional sorting metrics, right? So if you have SaberScore, you're using that, stick with it. If you have the contest sims, run that contest sim so you can get the additional sorting metrics there. But now we're just waiting for the contest sim to finish, which it just has. So as always, going to go and use risk-adjusted ROI. Going to move a couple columns out of my way because I don't need all this data. I like to see in the player table of the lineups, the ownership. I just always move it over so I can see kind of what my ownership of my teams looks like. Okay. Moving some columns around. I just always want to have this exposure pool leverage visible here. Important to me. Now I'm going to sort by exposure. I'm going to go and change my sorting metric to risk-adjusted ROI. And then I'm going to apply a filter, right? First filter I'm going to apply, show me lineups with ROI greater than zero. So that filters out a number of lineups. This is kind of interesting, right? Because we, you know, weren't doing these build review shows. Like, I haven't really done any analysis for college football. But in the build review shows that we've been doing, we've been talking a lot about like projection filters and ownership filters, you know, filtering out the lowest projected lineups, filtering out, you know, some of the highest owned lineups. I don't know if that's something that carries over here. I kind of feel like it does, you know, so like I'm not opposed to adding in like a projection filter or an ownership filter here. But I'm not going to do it for this demo. You know, it's probably something where I would play this slate, go study the lineups, you know, tomorrow or Monday, whenever, and then see like, hey, you know, are those same principles about like high sum owned lineups and low projected lineups holding true for college football as they've been for, you know, MLB and our MLB build reviews? And like, I can't imagine that they don't. So like, I'm more leaning on it probably is good, but you know, we could always check with contest flashback and then apply those principles to our week one college football builds. So that's kind of the approach I'd probably be taking here. But aside from that, now that we have our ROI filter, we have our sorting metric. Say one thing I'm going to do, add an aggregate metric for average ROI, add one for average projection. Now I'm going to start making some adjustments, right? Probably starting with min uniques. So my average ROI 117, my average projection 123.5. Going to bump up min uniques. This is kind of interesting. So it is a three game slate, so the player pool is going to be a little bit smaller. Moving just a few min uniques here seems to have like a pretty big impact. So going from min unique of 1 to min unique of 2, projection goes down 1 point, ROI only a couple percentage points, but getting to min unique of 3, ROI is now down 15%, and average projection is down like 3 points. I kind of don't like that. I would probably go min unique of 2 max here, which gets us down to lineup 47. Oh, I probably have to analyze these leverages, right? So now what I'm doing is like, okay, I see a lot of big leverage numbers. You know, am I okay with these? And I think the answer is yes, because, you know, we talk about having like 2 to 3x exposure to ownership ratio. So like, you know, yeah, we have 95% singleton, but he's like 60% owned. King is 35% owned. We have 85, which is like a little over 2x. So some of these guys that we have high exposure to, you know, they are some of the highest owned players on the slate. So this exposure looks high, but it's not that much leverage at the end of the day, relative there. So I would probably leave it. It is a little aggressive. You know, we're taking like a big stand on some players, right? We're taking like a big stand on, I'm assuming GT is Georgia Tech, you know, with their QB, their wide receiver, and their running back here, in all of them in 70% of our lineups here. Looks like we're playing a lot of FSU as well. So it looks like a game stack, basically. Like Builder really likes a game stack of that one game there. But I don't really like the way that the aggregate metrics change when I go further, right? That's kind of why we have these data points. Like, hey, my projection drops an additional 2 points. My ROI drops an additional 10% from already dropping like 5. You know, it's having a pretty big impact on my metrics here. So it's kind of like a crossroad point. You got to figure out what matters more to you. For me, keeping these numbers closer to their baseline is more important to me. So I would choose the high leverage over losing the projection in ROI, but that's my choice, right? If I was building for this 20 max. So aside from that, you know, I'm really not doing much else. I would be trusting the builder. Yeah, we have like 100% game stacks of FSU as Georgia Tech. Reminder, it is a 3-game slate. You know, this isn't like some big like 9-game, 14-game college football main slate. So a little bit smaller here. So going to need to take some shots, but I think it's okay. So if I was building for college football, that would be what it's like. That would be like the thought process going through the steps and how I'm thinking about those problems at each step in the journey there. But should be a fun weekend of DFS. I know a lot of people are probably doing drafts for their home leagues and stuff like that with NFL right around the corner. But checking the Discord here, no more questions, no questions in the live YouTube chat. We've done a build demo here for the weekend. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thank you. Bye.